2, to counter excitement, which is a too tight way of perceiving the meditative object. First, try to loosen just a little your way of imagining the object. If that does not work, lower the object in your mind and imagine it as heavier. If that also does not work, leave the intended object and temporarily think about a topic that makes you more sober, such as how ignorance brings about the sufferings of cyclic existence, or the imminence of death, or the disadvantages of the object to which you have strayed, and the disadvantages of distraction itself. Part 4, How to End Self-Deception. Meditating on yourself first. Consider, 1, the person is at the center of all troubles. 2, therefore, it is best to work at understanding your true nature first. 3, after that, this realization can be applied to mind, body, house, car, money, and all other phenomena. Realizing that you do not exist in and of yourself. 1. Imagine that someone else criticizes you for something you actually have not done, pointing a finger at you and saying, "You ruined such and such." 2. Watch your reaction. How does the I appear to your mind? 3. In what way are you apprehending it? 4. Notice that I seems to stand by itself, self-instituting, established by way of its own character. Also, 1. Remember a time when you were fed up with your mind, such as when you failed to remember something. 2. Review your feelings. How did the I appear to your mind at that time? 3. In what way were you apprehending it? 4. Notice how that I seems to stand by itself, self-instituting, established by way of its own character. Also, 1. Remember a time when you were fed up with your body or with some feature of your body, such as your hair. 2. Look at your feelings. How did the I appear to your mind at that time? 3. In what way were you apprehending it? 4. Notice how that I seems to stand by itself, self-instituting, established by way of its own character.